This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Pennsylvania's COVID-19 death toll stands at over 7,000, and nearly 70% so far stem from long-term care facilities. On Wednesday, the Trump administration announced nursing homes will receive an additional $5 billion to help fund their fight against the virus, but that's $95 billion short of what the industry is calling for. WLVR's Chloe Novell has the story.
The American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living say nursing homes have received less than 5% of the $175 billion in CARES Act funding that was set aside for healthcare providers. And they say assisted living communities have received nothing. Meredith Mills is the chief operating officer at Country Meadows, a senior care organization that runs five long-term care communities, including assisted living centers in Lehigh, Northampton, and Berks counties.
We have not had a lot of assistance other than guidance and guidelines from the state.
Zach Schamberg leads the Pennsylvania Healthcare Association. He says COVID-positive patients are being discharged from hospitals and being sent to nursing homes, personal care homes, and assisted living communities, but only ones that are, quote, adequately equipped to care for them.
We have providers, whether it's nursing homes, personal care homes, or assisted living communities, who have been at the front lines of this pandemic from day one, who have worked day and night to keep their residents safe, to keep their staff safe. And it feels like no matter what they do, they're not being heard in state government. And sometimes in federal government.
Advocates say there is a, quote, enormous cost that goes along with protecting vulnerable residents and staff from the pandemic. Mill says her company has to foot the bill to COVID test their staff, and it's a substantial expense that's recurring.
Every time we test our workforce, it costs us $250,000.
And PPE shortages made it harder for these facilities to even get their hands on supplies. Mill says her centers were not high on the priority list to be stocked.
The hospitals were put first, the doctor's offices were put second, the skilled nursing facilities were third in line, and we really were on very, very strict allocations from our supply chain.
And it's not just PPE they're running low on. Schamberg says it's people, too.
We're the third oldest state in terms of our population, and there simply are not enough frontline caregivers to care for our growing population. This pandemic has exacerbated that problem.
Mill says her company has invested in extra pay for staff during the pandemic, and given all of COVID's added costs, staff testing, PPE, sanitization, that appreciation pay, she's not sure how long facilities like hers can continue to go without government support.
It's not sustainable. Personal care and assisted living is completely private pay. The only way we'd be able to make up the money that we've spent on all of these things would be to raise our residents' rent. And that's certainly not sustainable for us or for our seniors.
U.S. COVID-19 cases are on the rise again. While recent cases appear to be occurring mainly in younger Americans, Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine warned a pattern is repeating. COVID spreading from the young to the old.
Our experience from the beginning of the pandemic shows that the first cases rise in those younger individuals, some of whom did become quite sick, requiring hospitalization, and then went on to recover. Then COVID-19 spread quickly through the community, impacting congregate settings like nursing homes, where most of the most serious illnesses and deaths have occurred.
A second federal coronavirus relief bill is being negotiated by Congress and the White House now, but it's unclear if senior care facilities will benefit. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.